Well, thank you so much, Teresa. I so appreciate you and Frank and what the two of you bring to Legal Shield, and just not by way of the business acumen and all of the exciting and excellent training that you bring, but just who you are. You know, the personality. Actually, we got to say that with a big P, personality that you and Bridget, you and Frank bring, but the culture of energy, excitement, enthusiasm. You know, all of that is embodied in who you guys are, and to be associated with that, I'm honored. You know, every time I have the opportunity to work with you, even if it's over the phone, like on this conference call this evening. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful to be invited onto this call to have the opportunity to address each and every one of you. It's been an exciting run in Legal Shield, and it's funny because as long as I've been in Legal Shield now, and it's been I think now a little over 16 years. I'm not really keeping track of it anymore because I'm just having so much fun. But the most exciting thing is that the future looks so much more exciting than the past has ever been, regardless of the accolades and the accomplishments. You know, I was at a Super Saturday training this past weekend. I kind of surprised the market because I wasn't a speaker there. I just showed up, and I had some team and some personal guests at the event. And it was a phenomenal training, and I just got up and I did my testimonial, and they asked me just to say a couple of things, and it's funny because speaking about the past and all the accolades and stuff, I'm trying to consistently think of myself as a brand new associate moving forward, because I said you can't win today's games with yesterday's home run, you know. So as successful as you were in the past, that really does not equate to what is happening today. And with everything that Legal Shield has in place right now, with the with our incredible products, the new pricing structure, and you cannot help but to be excited about ID Shield. You know, I really believe that with everything Legal Shield is putting in place right now, with the products and services that meet an obvious need in the marketplace. So we have a trendy product with a solid, stable company that has not gotten anywhere near its potential. You've got to get excited with a company that has more in front of it than it does behind it, with a company that has so much behind it. So with that said, where do I see myself and where do I see each and every one of us moving forward? I think the key word is activity. The late, great Harlan Stonestocker said it so well, and I'm just able to paraphrase. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but the spirit of what he said has always stuck with me since he said it. And he said, you don't have to be sharp, intelligent. You don't have to be glib or savvy. You don't have to be polished or an expert. He said, you just need to be busy. You just need to be busy, engaging the activity in the direction of the thing you want. And I thought that was so phenomenal, because once you identify what it is you want to be or become, in this business, whether it's a platinum executive director, ultimately, or let's just step back, an executive director as an example, or you ultimately want to become 12-month plus a Performance Club qualified, you want to be BMW qualified, whatever it is that you want, once you decide or identify what it is, every single step in the direction of that objective makes you successful. It's not the attainment of the thing that makes you successful. It's the walking in the direction. But that's the key thing. It's not the thinking in the direction. It's not the planning in the direction. It's the movement. It's the activity. It's the walking. It's the progressive realization of the worthy goal that they say is the definition of success. So we all have to start to see ourselves as successful as long as we are maintaining a consistent, progressive energy moving towards that objective. And in this business, with the 10 core commitments and with all of the examples of success, like the Frank and Teresa Coins, the Darnell Selfs, the Brian Carruthers, the incredible leadership that we have, just on this week's leadership show. And if you haven't already had an opportunity to view that, or to listen to that, you definitely want to go back and take a look at that, or listen to the leadership show from this past Monday. What an incredible job they did talking about the things that they're putting in place for us right now. I mean, you know, it's the beginning of June. It's an exciting opportunity to get out here and make some things happen. But what's exciting is that we have to determine what it is we want for ourselves. So, again, by way of activity, you know, I constantly right now, and I can't help but just to think, you know, about my first month in Legal Shield, my first month in this business. And I'm personally thinking about it myself because I'm trying to remind myself to consistently stay busy, stay in active mode, not in management mode. It's so easy for me and for a lot of us to look at what we have and try to help others, you know, reach their goals. And sometimes when we do this, we slip into managing or attempting to manage some others' activities instead of really focusing on our own. But I got to tell you, if we just focused on our own activities and just remind people that, you know, we need to engage in these things, but let everyone else see you being the leader out front, you know, waving the flag of activity, they will charge in your direction, knowing that, you know, or hoping certainly that you're going in the direction that they want to be in, and they will follow you. They will follow your lead. That's where we get that, right? Lead by example. You know, so you're out there leading in the activity that we want to engage in. My first month in Legal Shield, you know, it was all about exposures. It was really all about, you know, getting in front of as many people as possible, making the list, you know, and I made a list of 100, my first list was just 37 or 38 names, and then I got a memory jogger and I expanded that list to 164 names. And sometimes when you have that many names on a list, you know, you don't know exactly which way to go. Well, I decided I would just put a check next to the name. But there's only one way you can earn a check next to the name, and that's by getting in front of the information. And at that time, when I got started, we had a videotape. Now, today, we have so many phenomenal tools just to get the word out about Legal Shield. You know, we have the online overviews. We have DVDs and all of these phenomenal tools, you know. Personally, I like the online overview, some of the online overviews, but I personally don't like giving out a link, you know, to someone because I can't control that exposure. I like to, you know, schedule a meet with someone, sit down with them with a tablet of some sort, an iPad or some kind of other tablet, and show them the online overview. So I'm sitting with them and making sure that they're viewing the whole thing. This way, if their phone rings or they get distracted for a temporary moment, I can just pause the overview and wait for them to finish on their phone while I look them right in their eyes the whole time they're on the phone, right? but nonetheless, that's a controlled exposure, you know, because I know they have the opportunity to see the whole thing. And with that said, you know, I'll back up a little bit. You know, I made a list. I wanted to put a check next to every name on that list. The only way you can earn a check is if you saw my video. That's all I had at the time. But let's just say if you saw the overview of the presentation. And so my goal became not necessarily to go out and sell a membership to everybody on the list. My goal wasn't necessarily to recruit everyone on the list. And I say necessarily because, of course, I want to write memberships. Of course, I want to recruit some associates. But I know, and I knew then, and I still know today, that if I simply present this information, which I know is right, I know we have the right company at the right place in history, I know we have the right product at the right time in history, and I knew we are right as an organization and as a group of folks doing the right thing, if I presented the right information, the right people would take advantage of it. They would get the membership, maybe not become an associate. Or they would become an associate and, of course, get the membership because I didn't recruit any associates that didn't get the membership because it just doesn't make sense. So with that said, I made a list. You can get a check next to the name only if you saw the information. So I went out there and I set a goal just to get checks on the list. That was my only goal, which means that they saw the information. Now I basically had to get – how did I get in front of them? Well, my approach is pretty simple. I used the Dave Cibulo approach. Now, why did I choose to use the Dave Cibulo approach? I used it back when I got started over 15 years ago. I still use it today. 16 years later, I cannot, and I've used many different approaches. I've tested a lot of different words or phrases. I still cannot think of a better approach in this entire industry for getting in front of someone to share this information. And this is by far the greatest approach. And, again, everything we do in the direction of the goal is leading towards my success. I see myself as successful right now. And the best approach I've ever seen is I have something important I want to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes, and you may or may not be interested. I have something important I want to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes, and you may or may not be interested. Nick, what is better than that? You know what's phenomenal? See, all I wanted to do is get in front of you to share with you this information, right? And I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to sell you. I can't, you know, sell you over the phone. And if I did convince you over the phone, then you could just simply drop it when I got off the phone with you. What's phenomenal about this three-phrase approach, I have something important I want to show you, take about 15 minutes, you may or may not be interested, is that no matter what objection they gave me to getting together with me, I can give them one of those three phrases to overcome the objection. As an example, Cliff, you know, I'm not interested in anything. You know what? You're probably right. And that's why I said you may or may not be interested, but I still have something important I want to show you. It'll only take about 15 minutes. Well, look, I don't have any time, Cliff. You know, I've known you for about 12 years, and you're right, I know you're very busy. That's why out of the 12 years I've known you, I'm only asking for the 15 minutes. You can spare 15 minutes for out of a 12-year relationship, right? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what it is right now. Well, you know, I'd love to basically have you see what's going on, but I have something important I'm going to show you, and I can't show you over the phone. It only takes about 15 minutes, and like I said, you may or may not be interested. So, you know, ladies, the most common objections to meeting with you are overcome in those three phrases, and that's why it's powerful. And the bottom line is that sincerely, I'm not trying to sell them anything. How much is it going to cost? It's not going to cost you a thing for me to show you this thing. You know, and the only investment is 15 minutes of your time. Like I said, I've known you this many years. Ladies and gentlemen, I stick on this a little bit because sometimes we're afraid, you know, to contact someone because of what they might say, or we don't know how to overcome this. If you could just get these three phrases down. Now, something important I want to show you, take about 15 minutes, you may or may not be interested. Dave Swill always jokes around and says you don't even have to say it in that order. You can say it in any order you want. Hey, look, you may or may not be interested. I have something important I want to show you. It only takes about 15 minutes. It doesn't matter what way you say it, as long as you say those three things and don't say any one thing twice, right? And that's it. Once I got together with them, I would, whatever time that they said was good, all I did was just show the information. And again, this is the activity that's going to allow us, because we're in the people business. We want to get in front of people. And, you know, one of my things is I wanted to build my business, so of course I was looking to share the opportunity. And along the way of sharing the opportunity, I'm exposing them to these incredible products, the Legal Shield, a Legal Plan membership, the ID Shield membership. You know, these things just make sense. And what's exciting is that if you've got this thing down and want to recruit a new associate, it's easy to teach them these things. You know what makes it so phenomenal is that the more simple your approach is to building your business, the more easily it will be adapted by others on your team. So you can just simply be confident in going out here and doing something that is easy to teach others. Matter of fact, what's exciting about it is if you do this thing and you keep it really simple, you don't really have to teach anybody else. Because if I went out there and approached somebody with this approach that decided to do the business, when I share with them how to get started and do this, they're like, wait a minute, you did that to me. That's exactly what you did to me. Exactly. Half the training is done by the way you expose them to the business. Because really, the key is if you can help people get good at exposing this opportunity, everything else will be picked up by the system. If I can basically get people in front of the information and if they have questions, what am I going to do? I'm going to simply get them on the phone with someone else. That's a great question. Why don't you hold that question? Let me get you on the phone with one of the experts. They'll answer some of your questions. If they feel you're ready, they may invite you to an event, but that'll be entirely up to them. Fair enough? Wow. How hot is that? That's just the simple way to transition someone to a three-way call with a third party will basically edify you, answer some questions, and invite them to the event where they'll get all of their answers. And obviously the event is the most important part of the whole mix in this process of building a team. Because at the live event, whether it's a PBR or a business briefing or a regional event or Super Saturday, these live events are where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. It's where the people come out and see other people. It's not just a test, not a beta test. It's the real thing. They develop a fear of loss that this thing looks great, and if I don't do it, someone else will in my marketplace. That's exciting. That creates synergy, energy, excitement, and enthusiasm, and that's what moves people to take action. You know, give me enough logic to make an emotional decision. Is that right? I mean, you know, emotion creates motion, and that's what you want, a bunch of people moving in the direction of the things that they want so that we can all get what we want. That's successful. And talking about events, I can't think of a greater event in Legal Shield. Of course, we talked, you know, PBRs, we talked business briefings, regional events, but, you know, all of these events lead into one major event that takes place every single year, and I'm so excited that we're all going to be coming together as one Legal Shield family. And I got to tell you, that's probably the most exciting part of it, is that, you know, knowing that I'm going to have the opportunity to see Frank and Teresa Cohen. I'm going to have the opportunity to see Ron and Norma Crutcher, who I hear are doing some amazing things in Ohio. I'm going to have the opportunity to see, you know, Eddie and Dee Dee Smith, who I hear are doing some amazing things in South Carolina, as well as all the other leaders throughout Legal Shield and this team in Las Vegas, Nevada, this July. You know, whatever the exact dates are, I don't know, but I know I'm going to be there in the middle of July, the 16th through the 18th or 19th. It's going to be an incredible event for Legal Shield, and I'm sure you're registered. I know as you're listening to this call, you've already registered for that event, and you know, because you do the things that successful people do, you'll ultimately get the results that successful people have. And we've always heard it said that not everyone at that convention is earning $10,000 a month, but everyone that earns $10,000 a month will be at that convention. We call that a clue. You know, I've never missed an international event since the time I've been in this business. Never missed one, maybe never even thought about missing one. But I got to tell you, that first one took some convincing. The first one for me to get to, the first international event that I ever had to go to, I really needed to be convinced. I just didn't get what was going on in Oklahoma. I mean, I just I didn't understand why it needed to be in Oklahoma. I mean, you know, aren't they going to have, you know, some of the information after that event that I can get access to? Why do I have to get on the plane and go all the way out there? I didn't get it. But once you attend the event, you'll understand why. You know, it's not just about the information. It's about the association. It's about, you know, once you get to the Las Vegas, if you're in Legal Shield, you get to Las Vegas, when you come out of Legal Shield, it's inside of you. It's bigger than just getting the details of the information. It literally changes you to understand, you know, that I'm at the right place at the right time. There's a certain conviction and belief that if I engage in these activities, I will have the success. Not that I might have the success. Once you decide you will be successful, I am the thing I'm chasing. Instead of I want to chase this, I want to get that, then you will have it. Matter of fact, one thing I want to talk about in chasing money, you can't chase money. You can't chase success, you know, because, you know, the bottom line is you have to become more to attract more. And the challenge with chasing money or chasing success is that if you're chasing it, that means it certainly gives you the indication that it's running. And if you're chasing it, it's running away from you. And that just makes it that much more elusive. You know, you can only really attract success by becoming more attractive, by changing your state of mind, by changing your attitude, your awareness, you know, by setting new goals and being excited about achieving them. That makes you more attractive to the success that you all and we all deserve. So part of me, ladies and gentlemen, if I seem to talk a little bit too fast, and part of me, if my voice is a little bit raspy, I literally lost my voice a couple of weeks ago due to challenges with allergies, and I'm still fighting my allergies, but my voice is coming back, thank goodness. But I'm just so excited. Literally, as I just shared this information with you, this is not something I'm reading from, or this, I'm not, you know, I'm just speaking from who I am and what I know. And trust me, you know, when I see you in Las Vegas, you know, please do, you know, don't just give me a handshake, give me a hug, you know what I mean? And let me know that, you know, you're in this thing. You know, our saying going to the commission is that we're all in. Let me know that you're all in, that you're in this thing to win this thing, to be it. To be about it, and to make this thing happen for yourself, for your family, for the Legal Shield family, and for everything that we need to be here for. So with that, Mr. Coyne, Teresa, I certainly appreciate you and Frank and all that you guys have embodied over these years that I've had the opportunity to know you, and so excited and looking forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.